Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
So yeah, that Christmas tree getting cut down today. Union Pacific employees are getting ready for Omaha's official Christmas tree. The Durham Museum received 58 submissions for tree donations this year. This year's tree is a 40-foot tall blue spruce donated by a local family, and it will get a lot to get that.
40 feet.
I know.
That's like where they're always wow. able to find 40-footers.
Yeah, they must have a lot of them around. So do we have a kind of a name or anything like that of a donation? Or what part of town?
Carmelita Grave.
Okay.
Of Omaha. That's right. What I'm hearing. It was donated by Carmelita Grave of Omaha. 58 submissions. They were the lucky. She was the lucky.
Yeah, it's all people tree. That want to get someone to pay for removing their giant tree.
Get rid of it.
Because of its size, it's not held up with like a traditional tree stand. Like, it's not like you're sitting it in there like, is it straight? It's suspended from like the ceiling at the Durham. And it's going to get a police escort down Dodge Street. So that's going to be, you know, congesting things a little bit. Omaha police are investigating after a woman claimed that her Uber driver sexually assaulted her. 29-year-old victim said that told the police that a male Uber driver gave her and a friend a ride to an apartment complex 5:30 Saturday morning. The alleged assault took place when the woman was passed out in the vehicle. So far, no charges have been filed. The investigation is ongoing. And three-time Olympic gold medal winning gymnast Allie Raisman is the latest to accuse a former Michigan State University doctor of sexual abuse. It was CBS's 60 Minutes last night. Raisman said that the doctor sexually assaulted her at the age of 15.
This is awful.
I guess the former MSU and USA gymnastics doctor has been accused by at least 140 young girls and women of assaulting them over the decades that
they trusted him.
So Allie's parents were saying, if we could rewind the clock, we wish we would have had the conversation, which they never did with their daughter. They're like, because why would we assume that we had to worry about the doctor of the program?
Right. Yeah.
So they're saying, have a talk with your kids at a younger age. You know, it could come from safe angles. It's not just the, you know, I don't know what traditional corners you think it's going to come out of. It's usually, sadly, friends, relatives, a doctor.
Right. Someone that's close.
Well, it's so heartbreaking in the case of like something like a doctor, because, you know, I mean, obviously you put your trust in somebody. And in these cases, you know, I'm sure as a parent, you're like, I should have stayed in the room. You know, a lot of times, like, there's supposed to be somebody, you know, whether it's a nurse. I mean, I'm surprised that he was alone with these young women. I mean, it seems like a breach in protocol somewhere there, too. But he's pled guilty to child pornography charges and is awaiting sentencing in federal court. So I guess he's still awaiting trial on multiple counts of sexual assault. But this is the latest to come out of all that.
But I think she's going to try for one more Olympics.
Yeah. And she should. She's trained her whole life.
They said it was a big deal when she went for it that second time when she won all those awards down in Brazil.
Yeah.
That people were like, no, you won't be able to come back. She did. Won all those golds or silvers or whatever she won. A lot.
Yeah.
A lot of medals.
It's just the story of this whole thing. It's just awful. You know.
So. Nearly 350 people are believed to be dead following a powerful earthquake near the Iraq-Iran border. So this happened Sunday. It was a 7.3 earthquake. That was the magnitude. Officials say that the death toll is likely to keep rising. A lot of collapsed buildings, and then people are, you know, trying to get away from all the structures. A frilled shark is found across the Atlantic, including off the coast of Norway in these waters. It's a species that's often termed a living fossil because of several primitive features that it has. They caught it off the coast of Portugal. It is something of nightmares. According to the statement, the species has a long, slim body and a head that is reminiscent of a snake. Has 300 teeth strange rows.
It's really deep. It's usually down at 5,000 feet is where you find it. 5,000 feet down. So it's a, you know, black water.
no eyes type thing.
Yeah, so it's like that's why we don't see it.
I guess they call them a living fossil. Fossils of the same species have been found that date back millions of years, but this one is still alive and well and swimming around in deep, deep waters. But you see pictures of this thing and you're like, no, it's an alien from outer space. So
all
terrifying.
The things that live down at the bottom of the ocean.
I don't want to go.
Inside of caves that where it's pitch black.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like you wonder how much of the earth are living organisms in pitch black.
Yes.
They just develop.
You see them. They've got those like cataract looking eyes.
They don't need eyes.
Ah!
Yeah, they don't need eyes down there. And
no.
Yeah, looks like some old lady's dog that you see down in the park.
Yes.
His eyes are milky.
Where we're going, we don't need eyes to see. You're like, well, I don't want to go there. So you need to stop taking me or talking about it.
We'll post it on our Big Party Show Facebook page. You can see what we're talking about. So,
Pope Francis doing something new at the Vatican, stopping the sale of cigarettes. Vatican City sells duty-free tobacco products. The sales help the Vatican raise millions each year. Buying tobacco products is a big draw for the Vatican as employees and visitors avoid Italy's high taxes. But the Pope is saying no more. Cannot cooperate with something that is clearly harmful to the health of people. So the tobacco party at the Vatican is over.
Well, I just didn't know, can you smoke in Italy? Can you... Like I'm a non-smoker, but I was at we're at the football stadium in Minnesota Saturday. We're at the very top.
Okay.
Getting beers. They sell beers. So we're in line where you can get a beer. We're in a giant open-air stadium, and I asked Alan, I'm like, can you guys smoke in here? I mean, I never know. No. I think that's so dumb. Why can't you smoke out? You're outdoors.
It's open.
You got to go. They have to leave the stadium to go to the smoking section.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a former smoker, and I think it's BS, too, to be
honest. You have to leave an arena, an outdoor arena, so you can go outside and smoke.
Smoke responsibly. People will talk. I mean, something like that, especially because it's a college event, too. There's a lot of families and stuff. I mean,
yeah,
so
serving
sort of
beer,
feel,
you know. So, yeah, I don't know. That's the thing. It's just the norm. I mean, they do the whole, what, like 10 feet away from the doors?
Some places. Yeah. As far as Italy as a country, the last time I was there, it seemed pretty smoke friendly. I mean, it was, smoking cars on trains and things like that, but that could also
I assumed it had to be pretty smoke friendly when the Pope is having to
say, we're not selling cigarettes anymore. And I was like, no. The Army is opening the doors for more people with mental health problems. Army began the policy to allow more waivers in August, but did not announce it. The change allows people with a history of bipolar disorder, depression, self-mutilation, and drug and alcohol abuse to apply for waivers to be allowed into the armed services. The decision to open recruiting to people with mental health conditions comes as the Army faces an ambitious goal of recruiting 80,000 new soldiers through next September. And there are reports that the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, wants a new contract and he wants to get paid nearly $50 million a year. And also he would like a lifetime use of a private jet and lifetime health insurance for Goodell's family as well as himself.
We'll find out what happens today. They have a big meeting with regarding the whole Goodell and NFL and everything. So, I mean, that's just kind of reaching a little bit, jet forever, and $50 million
a
year.
He probably has access to this anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, this is basically the current state of the deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this
he's got to fly in his private jet to go clean up problems.
But after he retires, he would still have access, lifetime access to a private jet. That's what they're saying. That's new. I mean, usually it's like, yeah, you have it now because you're the commissioner. But once you're not the commissioner anymore, you've got to fly first class like the rest of the schlubs.
Don't get. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They got plenty of money now.
Yeah.
And a new study says men are more likely to experience sudden cardiac arrest during or just after having sexual relations. One of the first large studies took a big look at cardiac arrest, and they said sex is a big link for guys. 1 in 100 sudden cardiac arrests in men, only 1 in 1,000 responsible for women. They took a look at this. Researchers were not sure why men are at a higher risk, but they say men are more likely to take risky medications or supplements that didn't maybe show up in the study.
Oh, you mean like things to add to performance and stuff?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Like that herbal stuff. Okay. All right. That makes sense.
So that might add to it. Ladies aren't usually taking that stuff. It's something that the guys are taking. But just something kind of interesting. Yeah.
A guy loaded up on Viagra with a bad heart.
Yeah.
You know, trying to outkick his coverage.
I thought you were supposed to talk to your doctor.
To the math. How many women have looked, stared at the guy like, this guy's probably not going to make it through the other side?
T-minus.
I mean, you're like the Widowmaker.
Yes.
Wonder if there's like prostitutes out there that have several, they've got like a body count.
Yeah, yeah.
That has to be traumatizing.
What, to have someone die on you?
Yes. Well, in a situation like that?
She's like a ride at Disney World, the Life Taker. You want to take a role in the Life Taker?
Yes.
She's got five souls.
It's a hell of a way to go. She's obviously good.
All the men were carried out smiling.
Oh, God, what do you do during whatever, when you were having your heart go? I mean, you get all...
Oh.
I do. Just go.
I get up at the funeral and I say, Mike died happy. He screamed out, Gary.
And stop it.
She took one more, the Life Taker. Etched one on her belt.
Gary!
Gary!
Well, and then there's like the other little medical things that happen. Like you hear stories about people that have medical mishaps while getting it on,
like
having to show up at the emergency room. Well, there was somebody, a friend of mine had a situation where the guy broke his
thing.
Member.
Okay.
Right. And that can really happen. Like, I was like, shut up. They're like, no, it's a thing. And it's super painful. I mean, it's like unbelievable. And they had to go to the emergency room, like right there on the spot.
You know what you're talking about.
That friend you, Molly?
No, it wasn't me.
You've heard those stories where they say they heard a crack?
Yeah. Yes.
Something.
You're like, what in the world? I mean, so that obviously would also traumatize, I think, everyone.
I knew
involved.
A girl who broke her arm.
During sex?
Mm-hmm.
What's that was called?
Well, they were on bunk beds.
If you hurt yourself during sex, 938-9400. I want to hear that. So she broke her arm on the bunk bed.
I want to hear if people have had like medical maladies.
During love.
Let's do it.
And I knew a girl who got a really, really, really bad rug burn on her knee.
Okay. All right.
And it probably needed stitches.
Oh.
It was a passion wound.
Stop it.
The passion wounds are the greatest.
That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Yeah, 938-9400. The old passion moon. Love moon.
Tell us.
Take your calls.
Streaming. Now.
I get it on my phone.
I listen on my tablet.
I listen online.
All the time.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
All right, good morning. All right, again, your calls. 938-9400 if you hurt yourself during the love of making. This is Troy. Troy, what's up, buddy? What can we do for you?
How much? How you doing?
Good. Good. What's up?
I was just thinking about the situation. You know, what if it happened to a dude and you're in that enlarged condition? Does it stay that way? I mean, if the heart stops.
If you die?
Yeah. If the heart stops. Would it go away? I mean, that would make for an uncomfortable funeral situation.
I'm sure they deal with that, though. I mean, rigor mortis sets in. I would imagine that there's probably, I mean, it's a muscle. There's probably something that they have to deal with. I've never actually followed up on that. But
sir, I'm not a doctor, but I, it's going to go down.
It'd be funny.
It's not standing anymore.
It's not standing in attention.
They just throw your favorite hat in there.
That's when they wait to call it. That's when they wait to call it too. Half
That's
staff,
favorite hat.
All the way down, and they're like, "We're gonna call it."
Hey, thanks for calling, bud. Have a good day. All right, see you later. All right, so I brought a new toy in here. That
so disgusting.
What is it?
It's only disgusting. I don't know why it's disgusting. It is a. I just got a hot tub last week, and I have an addition. It's like a log. It's a log for the hot tub.
It's like something you would find at Spencer's, like when people make rubber dog poop. They make rubber dog poop for your swimming pool as a prank so you can do the scene out of Caddyshack. Duty!
Right.
Throw it in the pool. But we can't believe how horribly lifelike it is.
Yes.
And he brought it to work. And I'm like, that's an HR violation.
I don't think it is. I don't know how it would be. It's just fake.
Me and Molly are both traumatized.
I'm horrified. I mean, I keep seeing it waving. I mean, the thing is that it looks very much like the real deal.
Yeah.
So, like, if you stumbled across this feces, you would be horrified because you would think, and then he's just handling it. So then there's that extra skeev factor of the fact that you're watching a human being handle with ease.
Yeah, that's 100 times worse than rubber dog poop. The rubber dog poop prank is kind of funny because you're like, oh, it's from Fido.
Hey, I'll be
honest.
But
that potentially is from a man. So you're like, was Bigfoot. And by the way, not a man. Bigfoot.
No. Seriously. A very big man. A large man. Like a 6'11" guy.
When I ordered the thing, right, I thought I was going to get it on today, actually. So on Saturday, watching an awful game, a Husker game, I decided to go went to the restroom, and when I came back, it was laying on the floor. Now, we have two dogs. I instantly thought, oh, my God. I thought it was real.
Right, you fell for your own prank?
Well, I didn't realize.
You bought prank poop, and then you fell for it?
Yes.
No, I'm saying I expected it on Monday, not on Saturday. Wileen had gotten the door when I was in the restroom, and it came early. And,
oh, I thought you got it in the mail. So
No.
She had received the mail.
Yeah, when I was in the restroom.
And deployed it.
So she deployed the damn thing.
I
didn't know it was going to be this
big.
From
what you're doing, we assumed you've been playing with it during the game.
Paul, you sent us pictures of it. It was lying on your chest.
Yeah, my title was, in fact, I fell asleep during the game and the Huskers on my chest.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, so we've been privy to how horrifying this thing is, and now it's just the hits just keep on coming. But you keep gesturing with it. So it's almost, it's like, the shape of it is also very
phallic.
Unnerving.
This has got to be.
This is just terrible. Yeah, don't put it in, don't.
People.
It's so gross.
I mean, I'll post it on Facebook. If am I allowed?
No,
I don't know.
No, please don't.
It's fake. It's fake and it's huge.
It's too big.
How about if I post a photo of it in the hot tub? Because I do have a photo. I actually starting a Facebook page. I'm not launched it yet. It's called the Hot Tub Log because I've caught so much crap from the people that I know, including the people here mostly saying, I'm never going to use it, but a couple times. And so I decided, you know what? I'm going to start a Facebook page called the Hot Tub Log where I'll just log into photos and everything like that throughout the year and just to prove these guys wrong. And I have to have some kind of evidence.
To prove how many nights you've used it.
Yes.
How many times did it get used over the weekend?
Two or three times. I've used it 5 times since Tuesday. I was going to count. So that's pretty good. So what I did is this is the log.
Our buddy Andy wants to come over and use
photo.
It.
Oh,
bet he does. So this is the log, kind of. I'm like, all right. So I threw it in the hot tub and I took a few pictures for the profile photo and like the hot tub log.
It's like the lifeguard on duty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Oh, on duty.
Yeah.
So upsetting. It's just too lifelike. That's its problem. Yo, they did too good of a job.
I know you
they
want
did it.
It
too well. No, I don't want it. It is absolutely repugnant. I mean, I am horrified. It's
that's
got
what
you're
saying. It's not pranky. Like people don't want to look at it. Like whoever created it did too good of a job.
They did too good. They did a job. I didn't know you could say that about somebody in the prank poop business, but apparently it can be said you can do too good of a job on duty. And it is seriously, it's traumatizing. And I am.
I mean, I'm not.
I
like,
want to share.
I'm sick to my stomach.
He's not waving it in your face.
He's brandishing it.
Yeah, but he's waving it in my face.
There's a term when you own a concealed weapon, do not brandish. And
right.
He is brandishing, which is against the law. Do not brandish.
Right. Maybe put the safety on it, which would be like a brown paper bag. I don't know, but it is just terrifying.
What I was telling him is that like what we do in the studio is like the HR Halo free environment.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I be careful
what, he's saying.
What you do with that
outside
when we leave
of the door.
Not cool. Verboten.
Yes. Totally.
What if I wrapped it in toilet paper? Would that be better for you,
No,
Molly?
That'd be awful. No, because then it would be like you found it and you tried to pick it up, but you didn't want to touch it.
All right, you guys. Everyone wants us to stop.
I never wanted to start.
Hey, yes, you did.
He did this to me.
Oh.
Hashtag me too.
Oh. I'm going to post a picture of it in the hot tub, not just it being that way. It's a little bit more forgiving
don't.
Than that. So people know what the hell we're talking about. The thing is huge.
Take the picture and put the TV remote next to it for scale.
How about a phone? Phone's even better.
And hold the paper like I've been kidnapped by ISIS.
I think the remote is a better gauge because that just shows you how stinking. God, it's stinking is another word. How awfully long it is. That's the other thing. I know it doesn't smell because it's not real, but it's so real looking. I'm imagining I'm having like phantom smells.
Everything.
Like I'm having phantom smells. Like it's like almost like when you lose a limb and you have like phantom itching. I'm seeing that turd being brandished, and I just keep thinking, I keep getting wafts of like...
Ooh, yeah, wafts of the good stuff. That's the best gift I've ever bought myself, by the way, so far for the hot tub. This is it. I love it. I think it's huge. It's soft. It's real feeling a little bit, and it looks real. So
that's just not
you know what?
Just a little bit.
The rubber do people can't, they couldn't buy a better endorsement.
No. I hope that they do buy airtime. I think that would be absolutely fitting if somehow this show now.
Brought to you by the hot tub do.
Was that on Amazon Prime?
Yes, it was, my friend. I ordered it and I got it the next day.
How much?
I think I paid $10 for it.
God.
I mean, there's other ones out there.
I hope the guy who invented that it has a boat. The
do too.
He's on the duty too.
The do too.
He's out there off the coast of Florida.
In a large, shapely.
Nope.
Just yacht. All right.
Just no.
They're so funny. Love you guys. Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
Hi.
Hi. Talk to us. What's up?
Okay. You were talking before about the doctor molesting the teenagers.
Yes.
And how
the gymnast.
Eileen Reisman story. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I kind of have a funny story. I had talked to my son when he was like 3 years old about his privates and nobody touches them or anything like that. So when it came time for his physical for kindergarten, the doctor was doing her basic stuff and then she asked me to step out of the room. And all of a sudden I hear my child scream. And the doctor opened the door and she's like, "You need to come in here for a moment." So yeah, she tried to examine his privates. And she said that this is the first child that she ever had that actually screamed and won't let him touch her.
Right. Wow. So you're like, okay. Yeah. You're like, well, it worked.
Yeah. Yeah. So you do need to talk to your children about, you know, your private space and that's,
I'm surprised she asked
you to leave the room. How old was your son?
5. I know. And I never thought
that's
about it
weird.
At the time or anything. Yeah. So now that I'm thinking about it, it's like, why would she? But I trust the lady. I mean, I've had her for years.
Okay.
Right. No, I know. It's just, I've always been in the
room.
They've never asked me to leave. And and our doctor is always like, you know, this is one of those things where it's like mom and dad's space. And like, you know, I'm a doctor, but mom's here. I mean, always like talking them through as far as like, hey, I'm not doing anything. You know, if anybody else tries to do this to you, scream.
Yeah, I have the talk.
Right, and that's what he did. Yeah, so she...
Good for him.
He scared her.
He did.
Thanks for calling and sharing.
You're welcome.
Your call. Take care. All right. Celebrity News, Molly, what's up?
So Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik still going strong after 2 years together. Sunday night, they shared a video via Instagram stories of her smooching him while clutching a drink decorated with strawberries. 2 years with my favorite human is what she wrote.
It had a drink of strawberries in it?
I guess decorated with a strawberry, probably like a champagne or something like that. I don't know. But they started dating in late 2015, been going strong and joined at the hip ever since. You know, she's one of Taylor Swift's besties. And Zayn is definitely part of that crew. He's an accepted member of the lady squad. Gal Gadot says she will only sign on to do Wonder Woman's sequel if Brett Ratner and his production company are severed from the project. Brett Ratner, he's a director and a financier in Hollywood, and he has come under multiple allegations of sexual harassment. And Gal Gadot is the actress who has famously played Wonder Woman in the this summer and has refused to sign on for the film sequel unless he is removed as producer from the project. Warner Brothers, I'm sure, will be on board to do that. He has separated himself from other Warner Brothers projects so they can not worry about all this sexual misconduct that he's been coming under fire for. And Shawn Mendes was the big winner at the MTV VMAs last night in London. He was given Best Artist and Best Song. Eminem made his big stage debut in quite some time after, I guess, sort of retiring. He won Best Hip Hop. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show
on Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.